In Good Company. Having lived with sight loss from a young age, forming and maintaining friendships has been a complex part of my life. From practical challenges like getting to social events to not fully accepting my condition, my sight loss led to feelings of isolation. For example, engaging in conversations when I couldn't tell if someone was addressing me affected my confidence, and I often felt anxious about attending social events due to concerns about navigating venues. For a long time, my sight loss held me back. This gradually changed, but joining social groups at my local sight loss charity became a real turning point. I discovered that I wasn't alone in facing these challenges and that a fulfilling life with sight loss was possible. Being in a space where other people got it and truly understood my experience was transformative. Connecting with people who shared similar struggles not only gave me a sense of belonging, but also helped me to find my voice. I began to advocate for myself more confidently and found it easier to explain to sighted people, whether family, friends, or acquaintances, how they could assist. Research echoes my experience. An RNIB study found that blind and partially sighted people are more likely to feel lonely or lack companionship compared to the general population. But as I found, connecting with others who share similar experiences helps form friendships and can build a sense of community, which is a foundation for an improved outlook. For me, it wasn't just about finding people who understood, but also learning from them. I gained invaluable tips on daily living that made my life easier. Whether practical advice, learning about local events, or seeing how others deal with misconceptions about visually impaired people, it all helped me to develop stronger coping strategies. I also gained confidence from seeing others live full, happy lives with visual impairments. It gave me hope that my sight loss didn't need to hold me back. Knowing I wasn't the only one facing these challenges made them feel less overwhelming. Perhaps one of the most surprising benefits for me has been the ability to laugh about some of the challenges that come with sight loss. This doesn't negate the very real issues that exist, but in a space where others understand what it's like, and with less chance of being pitied or misunderstood, it felt safe to share frustrations and even make light of them. That shared humour has been integral to making my challenges feel smaller and manageable and to putting things into perspective. The ability to laugh with others about mishaps, like misjudging distances or missing a visual cue, has given me a lighter approach to any daily struggles. When you're feeling isolated, it's easy to fall into a loop of disconnect where trying new things feels overwhelming. That sense of isolation might make you feel resigned to being less connected with others, but it doesn't have to stay that way. At many of our sight loss advice hubs, we've created friendly, supportive social groups where you can connect with others who understand the challenges. You can hear more about our social groups in the next article. If you'd like to speak with someone about anything in this article, our advisors are here to help. That's written by Karen, our Marketing and Communications Officer.